Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on our Newsmaker program at KTIC, and it's time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets here on a Friday once again. And Roy, let's talk about the markets that the week that was in the markets, and another wild ride here this week, Roy.
It has been a wild ride for sure. We saw the first 3 days of the week really strong in the corn bean markets both, and then yesterday the bottom kind of fell out, and we lost a lot that we gained in those previous weeks. Corn market, especially on Wednesday afternoon on the close, we saw that December corn futures contract right up against some real tough resistance that goes all the way back to February, and unfortunately it couldn't break through that resistance, and so yesterday we were sharply lower again.
Yeah, yesterday that was kind of a hit for all the commodities, kind of reacting to what the Fed had said and some of the conditions, you know, related to the overall and U.S. world economic situation. But, you know, just like it was earlier in the year, all the grains kind of succumbed to that, didn't they?
They really did. You know, it's kind of disappointing, I guess, and farmers sitting out here in the country and have reasons to hope that the interest rates maybe will go back up a little bit because of people that are retired trying to live on a fixed income, and churches and other charities that try to survive on income from interest. And now we're 2 years into this no interest environment, and it's just a real problem for a lot of people, and obviously the markets didn't like it either, because yesterday we had just about everything down hard, including the stock market and corn and soybeans and energies and the whole picture.
Now, as the markets were going there up and down throughout the week, did the basis change much over the last week, Roy?
Well, we had an interesting situation in the basis picture, and that is that we've got both the commodities now that have quit basing their cash bids on the July futures, and we've got beans basing their cash bid on August futures and corn basing their bid on September futures, and there's quite a bit of difference between those futures months, and so it's very difficult to just say, well, you know, the basis hasn't changed. Well, the basis has changed, but also the futures contract that the cash bid is based on has changed, and so you almost have to ignore the futures prices and look just at the cash bids to get a picture of what's really happening. And so it's just a very difficult situation. We're in a time of the year when we know there's a new crop coming. We don't know how big the new crop is. We don't know what the outside forces are going to be that affect the price of the new crop. And so you got to look at what you've got in the bin and what you need in terms of cash flow and react accordingly.
Any more or less certainty going on in the new crop markets right now, Roy?
Wednesday, the new crop corn bid gained on the old crop, and that's the first time in quite a while that's happened. But that's actually good news from the standpoint that we want the new crop price to go up, but it's bad news from the standpoint that it's a negative indicator when the nearby contract, let's say, is 10 cents high, or excuse me, 5 cents higher, and the deferred contract is 20 cents higher. That's kind of an indication that the trade is not wanting the nearby deliveries as much as they have, and so they're looking further out. And you know, that normally is a negative sign. Now, having said that, I want the new crop price to go up just like everybody else does, because I haven't got any sold either. We haven't really had an opportunity to sell new crop into a favorable market like we'd like to see it.
So you said that July 4th, I think you said this last week too, but you know, we're coming up on July 4th. That's kind of a key time in a marketing plan, isn't it?
It is. It's what I call one of my drop dead dates. If I have grain in the bin 4th or the 1st of July, I want it priced before the 4th of July weekend. As it turns out, I've sold the last 10% of my 2011 crop when the cash bid got over $7 here in Cass County, and so I'm not so concerned about that. But again, I would like to see a rally in the new crop futures so I could get some new crop priced, but right now it doesn't look like that's going to happen. But then Wednesday of this week, we got an indication that it can go either way, and so maybe there's an opportunity here coming that we haven't seen yet.
And for folks that would like more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right, sir, good to talk to you. Appreciate the information, and we'll do it again next week, okay?
I'll look forward to it.
Hey, that's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, with an update on the markets, as we do every Friday morning. Right here on KTIC, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.